Hello and welcome to episode 69 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Maddie B, joined once again by Bronell and Harv. In this episode, we are going to recap the Travelers Championship won by Chez Reavy. He finally broke through after all this time. We're going to get in the news as we always do. This week, the PGA heads to Detroit Rock City for the Rocket Mortgages Classic. And in honor of that tournament, we are bringing back the ultimate foursome for the first time since 2019. First time since Halloween, I believe.
Correct.
So we're episode 69. We're pulling out all the stops.
Nice.
before we get started, though, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor.
Oh, boy. Start over.
Our sponsor, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DRIVETHEGREEN for 30% off your order. But before we get into it, the boys had a great day yesterday, great week, really. We had a chance to do yet another course review, this time at the hidden gem that is Katepwa Beach Golf Club here in Saskatchewan. We had a chance to not only golf the course, but none other than Greg Murphy, the man who built the course, played it with us.
The architect.
The architect. Helped build it. We've all kind of been getting more and more into, as we do these course reviews, into the finer things in golf courses, you know, just getting to the actual architecture of them. And wow, was it something else to actually golf with the guy that built the course. He told us, you know, how, what it looked like before, where they got the, you know, something as simple as the dirt that is came out of this pond went to this green. Mm-hmm. Like just stuff like that was so cool. Plus he beat the wheels off me and Harv too. So
I thought he made it sound a lot easier than it probably is to design a golf course.
He made
this one just kind of came to me as I was walking through here.
We just knocked all the trees down that were here, and then it was kind of voila, there's a fairway.
They had to carve out several holes. So
all I could think of is like, think of the amount of time that went into just the cart paths.
Yeah.
Because they're like level, but they're on a slope. So, like, that's like, I don't know, more work than I put in a year probably to just get those done.
I think that's not pretty accurate.
For sure.
That's a for sure. It was, like I say, it was kind of, it's on a hillside. It's in a heavily treed area. So, all the tree removal, all the cart paths, they were all paved. So, I mean, just to get the actual materials into those areas to do all that work, a lot of work was put into it. And then he gave us some little tidbits, some books to read. I mean, I'm all in on this now. Plus, he said he wants to golf Cabot, hasn't golfed it before, so.
Do we know anyone who has?
I haven't heard of anybody. No.
Not a soul. I get the only real downfall to the course, there was two of them. One, I can't really fault them because it has rained so much and the fairway or the tee boxes were a little long, but I imagine they will rectify that this week.
Yep.
And two, the cart you had, because that thing backfired every single time you went down.
It scared the shit out of me so many times.
We were across the fairway and it scared me. Like, that was loud.
Yeah, the first time it happened, Greg didn't even flinch and I almost rolled the thing because I was about to bail. But
I didn't get scared at all. I was just in a zone the whole time. So,
well, you were busy. So it's like a running joke now. Every course review we go to, Bruno beats us by 5 to 15 shots.
You guys aren't camera players.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, we're not camera guys. Then we had an opportunity. I know we're kind of focusing on our around home stuff that we do as compared to the podcast. But then we had a chance to go into Regina on our way home to Moose Jaw and do some pro tips with our friend of the pod, Garrett McMillan. He fixed us in about 5 minutes. So I can't wait to get out.
For now.
Yeah. The big thing with getting tips is how long until you abandon them, because it's going to happen. It's just a matter of if you can stay with the things you've been practicing for a long period of time.
Just got to remember them forever.
At least two rounds.
Yep.
Harv's, tell you that much.
Harv's dialed now.
I don't know about dialed, but
wife and kids are gone. You're just golfing every day.
Yep. I wouldn't say dialed, but I'd say I'm not hitting windshields. Let's put it that way.
Is there anything better than just at our age now, wife and kids going on a trip and just being able to hit the course constantly?
No, there's nothing better.
nothing better. Every listener out there that's in the same, you know, 27. Let's go. I'm going to go as early as 26 to 35. Broaden our, you know, our age range. We're somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Hell, even go 26 to 50. Family goes away. You got to work. So I'm going to go to work. Enjoy your time. And I'm just going to hit the links immediately after work. Like straight there. I'll skip supper to golf 36 after work.
What else do you do?
Power dog.
Go home and sit on your thumb?
Yeah. Well,
watch TV.
Yeah, why not be outside?
Yeah, that's exactly. A no-brainer.
So nothing better than that. So yeah, we got some tips, did some course reviews. And then because we were doing it on a Sunday and we always tape this on a Monday, we watched the final round of the Travelers on delay.
Yep.
Updating it on our phone, then you get to watch it later.
A little bit on repeat, yep.
Yep. So congratulations to Chez. I don't know if you guys have anything else to talk about.
No, we can move along to the Travelers.
Yeah.
Travelers.
So, plus, we got to get into in the news and Ultimate Foursome. Can't overlook that Ultimate Foursome is back this week
with
Rockets.
I'm excited.
Stay tuned for that.
Rockets. Yeah. But yeah, Chez Reavy. I'm sure Bruno. You
also, another tie-in. Sorry to interrupt. The last Ultimate Foursome we did was the Halloween episode, which also was the top five candies. And Rockets was on the list.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't supposed to be on that
list. A
little
bit of a tie-in. No way should it have been on that list, but yes.
It was on the list. Yeah.
You also mentioned Rockets, yeah.
So yeah, Bronel, you might as well do as you always do and reel off, I don't know, the 4 to 7 fun facts I'm sure you've provided or put together for Chez Reavy.
I mean, remember when Tiger won the Tour Championships and we did that like however many days it was since his last win?
Yeah, 872. Yeah.
What?
No.
It was a lot more than that.
it's like 3,000.
No, it was like 1,872. Does that make sense? 6 years? No, that's more than that.
It was 2010, right?
All I remember is couldn't get the Rent song out of my head. 25,800 minutes. What is it? It's something like that.
Yeah. I mean, you can check the website. It's on the blog
It's the name of one of our pods. So,
anywho, yes. We should have done that for Chez because his last win was in 2008, the Canadian Open.
Yeah, that's fun. But he's been knocking on the door for a while because we talked about it last week that he was top four. What was he? T4 at the US Open?
T3.
T3, and you didn't see any shot. It was like a running joke that he didn't get to see his shots. Mm-hmm.
And then he wins the next week.
Yeah. 28.
Peaked a week late.
Yep. So in case you guys are wondering, 2008 was 11 years ago.
I was wondering that. I wasn't sure if it was, 19. Yep. Yeah.
You're right.
Checks out.
Notable things in 2008, Michael Phelps won 8 gold medals that year. That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Where were those Olympics?
Ooh.
Sydney?
That was 2000, for sure.
Cool.
Salt Lake City?
Nope. 2004.
Oh, it's 2002.
Beijing?
No.
Is this a bellable?
Oh, absolutely it is. Yep.
Could be. If I can get to the bell in time.
Oh, you didn't even have the app open yet.
No. Harv forgot that we started the pod.
We really need that hotel bell still.
Well, we can bring back that.
Nope.
Whatever you call it.
Just type in 2008 Olympics, man.
Yeah. Well, I'll do me and you do you. Reel
I
off
have
some
noticed
more.
He Googles interestingly.
Yeah, he's
I believe I Google. I would actually say that I'm top 1%. I'm in the 99th percentile of Google accuracy searches.
Not efficiency.
Like, absolutely, I am. No, it takes you like
you
17 times.
You literally could have typed 2008 Summer Olympics.
Yeah,
and you type Phelps.
Yeah. And you know what I got to? I got to it because we were talking about Michael Phelps.
You scrolled way the F down.
Why?
It would have just right told you if you just said type 2008 Olympics.
Yeah, then you just type right here.
And it was Beijing.
I said Beijing. Yeah. And you made fun of me.
Yeah. Well, I didn't make fun of you.
Yeah, see, that's
I
part
made
of the
fun
reason.
Of Salt Lake City.
That was really bad, yeah.
Part
yeah.
of the reason why I'm so good at...
That was 2002.
Yes.
Yeah.
Part of the reason why I'm so good at Google searches is because most of the time I already know the answer, so I'm just doing it for funsies, and then regurgitate.
Seeing how like far down the wrong direction you can go but still get the right answer? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I already had it, so I was just doing it for fun.
Okay.
Back to Chez, a couple other notable things that happened in 2008. Justin Bieber was discovered on YouTube.
Yep. I remember
your,
like yesterday.
Your boy. Your boy. And then
we talked about Never Say Never being one of the best movies of all time on here before.
We haven't, but.
Well, yes, we have.
Oh, right.
No, I think it's Popstar, because that's a parody of that movie, isn't it?
Never Stop.
Stop? No.
Never Stop, Never Stopping or something like that? Yeah.
Never Stop, Never Stopping.
No Country for Old Men won Best Picture that year, though. That movie's old. And also Trevor Immelman won the Masters.
And also, oh, that's a fun one. Maddie B and I graduated from university.
2008.
Yep.
Wow.
And I think it was 2007.
Won the Canadian Open.
It wasn't.
Never Stop, Never Stopping, yeah. But top five movie of all time. Popstar. You haven't seen Popstar with Annie Samberg and Lonely Island Crew? It's unbelievable.
This is the new Mike
watch
Weir.
It more than
it comes
once.
Up every week.
You got to watch it more than once, though. You watch it once, you'll be like, oh, this movie's stupid, but it's still kind of funny. And then if you watch it like five times. It's
I would say most movies are like that.
The entire thing is gold.
You get shit on by a bird. There, I summed up the funny part.
Oh, there's way more than that.
Funny talking about movies you watch multiple times. A Few Good Men was on yesterday.
Yeah, you.
I think I'm over 40 times.
I won't mention how many times I've watched it.
You can't handle the truth. It's like one of the most iconic movie scenes of all time.
I find it's tough to watch like dramas multiple times.
Yeah. Because you know what's...
Okay.
You know the whole thing.
Can I clarify? I've seen the last hour of that movie four
times. Oh, yeah.
Times.
You just tune in for that scene.
Pretty much, yeah. And the first... The half
there's
hour
movies,
leading up to that.
Like, I don't know why, but every time like... what's it called? Clash of the Titans is on, I always watch it. It's not even a good movie. It's just one that I always will flip to and like watch
or
25 minutes.
Or 300, you'll just wait for the six fight scenes in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So when those are those are perfect movies to have on TV because then you can just like skip a commercial break because you're watching something else.
Another movie note, I've watched Moana probably 10 times in the past 8 days. So
I taped it last Friday when it was on TV.
You betcha.
Yeah. Stick with us.
Who didn't? Who didn't?
Stick with us. The golf talk's coming eventually.
so yeah, when Chez won, some of the names in the leaderboard at the Canadian Open that year were Anthony Kim, Billy Mayfair, and Mike Weir, all in the top 10 of that tournament.
Yeah, that's odd. Yeah, for sure.
It's a long time ago. Go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say he actually had to work for it. Like he shot 28 on the back on Saturday.
Yep.
And was up six going into Sunday.
Yep. Which we were thinking was perfect because we were going to miss it anyways. So yeah,
miss a little bit of the drama and watch it later. But then all of a sudden it got tighter and tighter and tighter until it was one on 17T.
Keegan.
And then, yeah, Keegan kind of dude wiped himself.
Yeah. One hole dude wipes.
One hole dude wipes, yep. We got another dude wipes, but Keegan kind of did on 17.
He kind of chunked his approach and then he hit a bad chip and three-putted or something.
Yep. Yeah. Well, he had a putt, and then Chez jarred a birdie putt, and then Keegan essentially missed his bogey, doubled it, and it was four heading to 18.
Yep.
But that 28 mixed with the fun story of the week, Zach Suker.
Yep.
What did he have? He had a hell of a lead, and then kind of just...
On Saturday, he was five up, and an hour later, he was six back.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know where that happens.
Yeah. Well, he went bogey double-double, and Chez made a whole bunch of pile of
five
bogeys.
In a row.
Yeah.
So,
I guess that's how it happens.
Yeah, that's how it happens. Yeah. Bogey double-double is a tough go when you're in first place.
Do you guys have any idea how much money Chez Reavie has won throughout his career?
No clue.
Chucky Three Sticks was at, like, $30 million, I think, when we were talking about it. I'm going to say Chez is at...
13.
No. 22.
No, 15 million.
Oh,
15
still,
million.
Still, think about all the professional golfers in the world, and he's 120th all time.
Yep.
And
now?
Now.
This is including his
this is including
over
this
million.
Million.
He's only, if he wins another tournament this year, he gets into the top 100.
That's crazy.
And like, you've never heard of this guy for the majority of his career.
But he's been around since 08, before 08,
yeah,
right?
But you've heard of him, but more so heard of him because of the longevity of him being,
yeah,
for you, quote unquote, quote unquote, a field filler.
From watching highlights and being like, and Ches Reavy's up at the top on Thursday.
Like a howl.
Yeah, it's kind of easy, too, to remember when your name's Ches. But
also, can't forget that he missed pretty much an entire year or more with that wrist injury.
Wrist injury,
and
yeah.
Like, he was worried that he wasn't going to be able to play again.
Whoa,
ever.
Is this the greatest comeback story then?
It's better than Tigers.
Oh, shit.
I might leave.
You're not a Tiger guy anymore. What do you care?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
He might be more well-liked than Tiger, too, man. All those guys tweeting at him. Yeah.
It's like five in a row of guys tweeting out how much they like these new winners. I can't wait for someone that isn't liked and getting no love.
But it's all American winners.
That's what I was going to say. Is it that these are well-likable people, or is it that more pros are adopting social media and sending congratulations that way?
Yeah. Instead Could of just be, texting yep. the guy.
Instead of texting, instead of like tweet. Doing it at the course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, maybe this is how it always is.
Good point. Yep.
I like that. That is a very good point. Yep. Now, it could also be pointing it out so that if someone you don't like wins, not doing it and seeing almost like a competition. So Max Homa wins, 500 people congratulate him.
Mm-hmm.
Patty Reed, for low-hanging fruit here, Patty Reed wins and no one. Just like, no one.
So we should do Crickets. A thing where someone counts the mentions every week and see who's liked that. Then we make
a bar
chart. Yeah.
Yeah. Good idea.
Idea segment, Harv.
Mm-hmm. You got time, right?
Yeah.
I'm a little busy right now golfing. But
okay, next week then. One more note about Ches. He got into the British Open with that win.
Yes. And when we get into Rocket Mortgage, there's a couple more spots this week.
Yes. And also, speaking of Chucky 3-6, he's into the British Open as well. And so is Ryan Palmer without even playing this week.
Oh, because they stayed inside the top 50.
Something like that. Or not top 50, but yeah, something like that.
Yeah, because Ryan Palmer tweeted that he snuck inside or held on. And so they both get in because it's like the cutoff now.
Yeah.
I think it's top 50 in the world.
Well, Howell isn't.
Oh.
We just looked that up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Zach Sucker. 633,000. Talk about a game changer for his career.
Yeah, that is
probably.
Well, not only is it a large chunk of change, but now he's very close to the top 120. I think he's actually 125th.
126, I think.
126.
Yeah, so yeah.
But now it gets him into a couple more. Like he's in this week. He was an alternate last week, so it moves him up the. You know, priority rankings a little bit, but I mean, I think those are based off of last year. But
he started the week 505th in the world and jumped 358 spots.
That's
to 147.
Insane. Yeah, he was mentioned
to 147. Wow,
crazy. He was mentioning on social media that he had a bit of credit card debt, so safe to say that's out the window now.
He was still driving a car from Connecticut to. Detroit this week, though.
Right.
Wasn't even flying. Because he posted that he was driving.
Nice drive.
Is it? What?
Nah.
What?
I don't know.
Name a 10-hour drive that's nice. I can't. Can't do it.
Well, along a coast.
But you're still driving.
Through the
and
mountains.
It's still 10 hours.
Yep.
I guess total, if you're like stopping to play golf courses, if it's like a trip, something like that. I don't know.
Or baseball, stopping at different parks. That's like my dream trip.
To do all 30 and 30?
Well, that is 30 and 90, but
no, someone did it.
Hitting like Milwaukee, Chicago, you know, those ones, Minnesota, just a handful along that strip.
With the family, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure, 100%. moving on to Keegan Bradley. He was the hometown favorite this week.
Yeah, wasn't there people booing him or booing Ches?
Well, yeah, booing him or basically like cheering, like hoping that he three putt. Yeah. Ches made a comment about that, and yeah, kind of weird.
A little bit odd, but I mean, you got a lot of pressure. I mean, he mounted a huge comeback, and you got to be a little bit devastated if you're the hometown guy to get so close and not come away with it, but I mean, he's still
relevant.
$633,000.
Yep.
He was the other T2.
That's right.
So I mean, can't be too upset, but at the same time, what's that?
He's from around there?
Yep. Look it up. Ring the bell.
Oh, I got to do it again. What do you guys have any suggestions on how I can Google Keegan Bradley?
Keegan Bradley hometown.
Just put Keegan Bradley. Don't put like golfers who are live near Connecticut.
Connecticut golfer. Vermont, Woodstock.
Yeah.
Close.
It's all the same up there.
Yeah, I think they're actually the same.
Another name I noticed in the top five there was Vaughn Taylor. So I was like, oh, Vaughn Taylor, I haven't seen that name in forever. Quickly looked him up. I was assuming he hasn't had a top 10 since 2008, since Reeve won.
Well, didn't
three top 10s this year.
Yeah, didn't Vaughn Taylor win Pebble Beach 2 years ago?
No. That's Ted Potter. That was last year.
I'm going to look it up.
So you're saying 2017 Vaughn Taylor won the AT&T Pro-Am?
Yep.
Not a chance.
Your guys' credibility is about to go way out the window.
I didn't say anything.
I don't think he's got a win. I don't think he's got a
career
win. I
sat on the fence on this one. Vaughn Taylor has a career win.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
I'm pretty sure he played on a Ryder Cup team.
Vaughn Taylor won, 2010 Houston Open?
No, up there, PGA. Oh, he did win it.
AT&T Pebble Beach in 2016.
Whoa. It was a few years longer than you said, so half point.
That's impressive, though.
What do you mean? It literally went Phil, Ted Potter, Vaughn Taylor.
No, it did not.
No, there was a year in between. 17. Oh, Potter 17. Won in 18. Yeah.
Well, we'll find out real quick, boys.
Yeah, since you're the king of Google now.
Ted Potter, Spieth, and then Vaughn Taylor.
All right, Jordan snuck one in there.
Who knew?
One of his three wins and his other two wins are both the Reno Tahoe Opens.
Yeah, Well, Brunel, you committed to that pretty hard, and Harv stayed out of it. Yeah. He knew I was right.
I frigged up there. Sorry, guys.
I didn't know you were right, but I didn't know you were wrong either.
Good for him, though.
Yeah, so he's had a quiet year then, but with three top tens.
Yeah, so not quiet at all. Some other names I noticed up there. Paul Casey made a nice run for Harv's picks. He's had a pretty good go at this tournament. Jason Day, Bryson, both in the top 10. Jason Day, Steve Williams making a big difference for him? Or?
I think
was
so.
Was he on his bag again this week?
Yep.
Yeah, I think he's like, by the sound of it, he might be there now. I thought it was just a U.S. Open thing, but he stayed on, and you got to think that he's going to Port Rush with him.
Yeah.
Have to. But yeah, maybe it's just the Aussie connection that kind of, rejuvenated Jason Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know who else is in the top 10?
Who?
Twazer.
Yep.
Yes.
When's he coming on the pod?
Kev, I think, is coming on pretty soon. We don't want to spoil it because, I mean, there was a few guys knocking down the door to join us this week, but when a UF like Rockets comes up, you gotta commit.
Sorry, guys.
You gotta commit. Yeah. I think we're kind of. I'm in the mindset, I'm not going to lie, that I'm ready for that UF. So we got to work through this.
Okay.
Well, Vaughn Taylor did play on the 2006 Ryder Cup team, by the way.
Cool. Well, you guys are both right, and I'm an idiot.
Yep.
Abe Anser, T8. What did G-Max say yesterday about Abe Anser's chipping?
I have no idea.
He like spins it. Like he's a guy to watch if you want to emulate someone's chipping.
He really like.
Yeah, like
digs at it.
Yeah.
So that's a note for the listeners. Watch Abe Anser chip.
Yep.
Here's the problem. We talked about this last week. If you can't buy a subscription to watch a single guy, the chances of you seeing an Abe Anser chip
that's
are
a good point.
Slim to none, and Slim just left town.
If we keep bringing this up, someone's going to steal our idea, and it's going to end up happening. So it's good. It's good. I mean, we want
honestly,
it to happen. But
it still blows my mind that the Masters can do it, but yet the PGA Tour can't.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't get it. A lot of big names didn't really do much this week. Leishman, Oosthuizen, Reed, JT kind of were up there at the start, then fizzled. Phil, Spieth, and Finau all missed the cut. How about Finau not being that great anymore?
Yeah. Finau, I have a very hard time picking him in DraftKings.
But you still do?
Nope.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it because you guys would probably call me a racist or something. But yeah, he hasn't been.
We wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. Okay. Not the first thing that would come to my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. I go, Fino sucks now, hey? And you guys, oh, you're a racist. That's exactly how the conversation would go. But
never. Not,
yeah,
didn't
he's
even
not that
my
great
mind.
This
so,
year.
So you guys see Fino and Brooks both wore the same pink shirt on, was it Friday? Must have been
I
Friday.
Did, yeah, they looked yeah. Who, exact same physique.
Who looked better, though?
A part of me actually did want to say Finau, but I mean it's Brooks.
Yeah, Brooks.
I know.
I really
See,
love.
That's racist.
Yeah, exactly.
I really love the white stripe around the sleeve cuffs.
Yeah,
on the Nike shirts. I love that.
Yeah, the pink's a little bit aggressive.
Yeah,
but
I agree with you there.
Speaking of Brooks, he lost on Saturday to Chip McDaniel, the notable Monday qualifier.
Who's in again this week?
Yep. End up finishing T43.
Chip McDaniel.
That's a story.
That guy sounds just like...
He's made up.
A movie character.
Well, not made up, but he's just like a member at the club that just got into this tournament.
He's like playing with...
Like Daniel Lafferty.
Yeah, exactly.
Daniel Lafferty Daniel.
He's like randomly paired with Happy or Shooter in one of the first two rounds.
Yeah. Chip McDaniel, I'm going to... it's my son's birthday tomorrow. We're going to Toy Story 4.
Oh, nice.
Fun fact. Chip McDaniel, I wouldn't be surprised if he's a character in Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
That's not a bad one, too.
What would Chip McDaniel, what would that be as a Toy Story character? I'm just trying to think of like a general toy. Like, you know, not a cowboy. Like, would that be, is Chip McDaniel a hockey player?
Yeah, could
I don't
be.
Know, like a hockey toy?
Yep.
Something to think about.
We'll think about it, yep. Couple debuts, Hovland and Wolf, kind of.
I think Hovland made it on the number, or just one inside.
Yeah,
then T54. And then Wolf made cut, did not finish.
Yeah. That Hovland swing was pretty crazy on Sunday. That
yeah, so
swing.
On social media, a video came out, and I saw that. I didn't see any other hitch swings, but he actually stopped at the top of his swing and then reached further back.
Yeah.
And then and actually finished his swing. I thought it was like a practice swing, but he made contact. But I think that was just like a one-off.
Must have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just doing it for funsies.
Also, he signed with Ping.
Mm-hmm.
What was he wearing?
Oh, I'm glad you brought it up. Like
he
what?
He had a pinstripe pant with horizontal striped shirt. The Ping hats he was wearing were atrocious.
I was just going to talk about the pants. Like, is he six? Those look like something the six-year-old
they
kid
look like
wears.
Cooperalls.
When all of his other clothes are in the laundry. Yeah. Like it's just the ring, like something like a distant aunt gave him, and it's just like a racing stripe down the side.
Yeah. Everyone's got the bottom of the drawer clothes. Like in my underwear drawer, I always have. I know when I need to do laundry when I get into
the ripped up
the
ones,
Fruit of the Loom holy ones that I've had for 12 years.
Yeah,
because they're always like. They're the laundry day underwear. They're the ones that you've run through all your good ones.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's like that's the sign that you have to do laundry.
You doing laundry or?
Yes. No. That's exactly what it is because if I get to that, it means probably my wife's mad at me and she's saying to me, "Do your own friggin' laundry."
Right.
Because normally it's stocked pretty well, and I don't get me wrong. I pitch in around the house.
Oh, I know you do.
I load a mean dishwasher.
I bet it's not right, though. Let's get into Canadians.
I've never loaded the dishwasher correctly, apparently.
No. You put the forks and knives and sharp side down or up?
Always down. Grab the handle.
I'm a down guy, too.
But that's I don't know if that's right.
It's not right because you're supposed to have the eating part up so that I can actually clean it because when it's down in
who
the
wants
thing.
To stab themselves with a knife?
Yeah, exactly. Every time you pull it out. And who wants to touch the end that you're going to eat when you pull it out?
Yeah.
I mean, you could wash your hands before you unload the dishwasher, but...
It gets clean enough down.
Yeah. I'm putting them down. I'm risking it. Yeah.
I'll pick off the crud when I see it come out.
No, if there's crud, you just leave in the dishwasher for the next
go. Well, if you miss the crud, I'm just saying. Like.
And you can never... When was the last time you've ever properly arranged Tupperware containers on the top shelf? I don't think I've ever been able to do. It's like a damn jigsaw puzzle that I can never figure out.
You got to play some more
there's
Tetris.
There's an arrangement.
Oh, you're a big Tetris guy. Bruno's a big Tetris guy.
I just have a big drawer and it just all in there. It's just a chaotic mess.
No, I'm talking about in the dishwasher. I typically will unload. I unload the Tupperware directly in there. I don't stack anything. It's just
You're supposed to stack it?
No, in the drawer. Now I'm talking. So in the dishwasher, I can't get multiple.
We can all agree the drawer is a complete mess for everybody.
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah.
And then it gets to the point where it's just like, I'm just using a Ziploc bag.
Yeah. Saran wrap, man. Yeah. But then there's always that risk of cutting yourself.
Yeah. Inside joke.
I'm like one of the top 100 Tetris players in the world, and my wife still criticizes me for how I put dishes in the dishwasher.
I can confirm that you are probably top 100.
Let's get Canadians going.
All right.
Reluctantly. Hughes was T1 after Thursday, Mac Hughes, and then finished T41. Not a great finish, but at least he's cashing a check. Four guys missed the cut, and then Nick Taylor did not finish. Yeah, Silverman, Hadwin, Svensson, Sloan all missed the cut. Silverman missed the cut on the number. Hadwin, Svensson by two, so they weren't far off, but our boy Raj had a bit of a tough goal this week.
Yeah, Roger didn't do too hot.
Aces, I got none this week.
All right.
Nobody's joining the club.
Nope, just me.
Birthdays, I got four. DJ's 35. Anthony Kim's 34. Our boy Chucky's three sticks is turning the big 4-0. I think he's turning it coming up or just...
I don't know, man. You put the list together.
But anyways, it could be a good week for him. And then Cooch just turned 41.
Hmm. Four birthdays this week.
Yep. Shots of the week. What do you guys got?
I'm going to take the Chez Reavie birdie putt on 17. The lead was one. Keegan had a bogey putt, so the lead was going to be two anyway. Then he jarred the putt, made it three, and then Keegan immediately missed his bogey putt, and the lead was four.
Right.
Won the tournament.
Yep. I don't have one.
Oh, okay. Rory's not in it, so.
Yeah. No Rory, no DJ. Well, I'm not watching.
Yeah. I'm going off the board. I'm going with Nelly Korda's left-handed swing next to the water.
On Wednesday, too.
It was a practice round. But,
practice round.
Still impressive.
Very impressive.
Killed it.
Yep. Go find it on social media.
Yep. You got a Dude Wipes?
Dude Wipes is definitely the Suker Chez
11-shot swing.
Yeah, 11-shot swing, yep. On Saturday.
Yep.
But that said, he did recover from it. He got the Dude Wipes. If that isn't a promo for Dude Wipes, I don't know what is.
Yep.
You poop yourself, you clean yourself up, and you get back out there with the boys.
Yep.
Keep a few in your back pocket.
Why aren't they sponsoring this pod, honestly?
I don't know. I got to talk to Duffner.
Yep.
Do we want to do in the news right now, or are we doing Ultimate Foursome?
No, let's breeze through news quick.
News quick.
Yep.
Ultimate Foursome coming up. All right.
Australian Hannah Green won the Women's PGA Championship at Hazeltine. Good for her. Her first LPGA win.
I will say
also a major.
I will say I think I watched equal amounts. You watch more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hazeltine's a nice course.
Very nice. Long. One of the longest ones ever in the history of the LPGA, they were saying.
Yep.
I thought Brooke was a little higher, but
T30.
And I saw what did you say it was? 60
almost 6,800 yards.
Yeah, and the Symetra Tour was playing this week and they played on a 5,900 yard course.
I thought you said 51.
51?
Yeah.
I can't remember what I said. I saw it and it was in the fives. Pretty crazy. But a Canadian, fun fact, Canadian on the Symetra Tour, I think, was T9. So we'll be looking out for her soon.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned Brooke was T30. Elena Sharp was also T53, so she was in there. Michelle Wee, I think, was like 84.
Yeah, Michelle Wee posted on social media that she might be like toast.
Done. Yep.
Why would she play golf? Like, she clearly can't anymore. I mean,
she's banged up. She's banged up. Plus, following and her. Do you still get all of your endorsements if you're not part of the game anymore? Like, she's done enough for the game now that she probably does still get to.
She probably doesn't get to keep her Nike endorsement, but she'll probably make enough money off other stuff just from the followers she has.
Oh, I don't think she needs to worry about money.
But I still think. Just her posting on social media of her practicing, her trying to get back, all that stuff. Like, that's why she's still trying. Like, she has all these endorsements that she's trying to provide that, you know, role model figure. So I think she's going to hold on to it as long as she possibly can. But
oh, probably.
She's essentially saying, I'm done.
But she plays, like, what, once every three months?
She plays and then she gets hurt.
Yeah.
Speaking she's of that, did apart. You see, we mentioned him in birthdays, but the video of Anthony Kim hitting on the driving range this week?
No,
I is this the old one or is this like
no,
a
I
new
think
one
was
now?
A new one that he was hitting. Maybe it was the old one. I don't know.
He's just not allowed to play.
He's still really good, probably.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
But
super good.
What else?
Couple Gary news bits. I don't know. Surprised Amy on the Today Show. Pretty cool.
I did see that. Yep.
Yeah.
It was a big.
The story continues to be.
Part of the problems with a once a week pod is it seems like forever ago that he won the U.S. Open and this happened.
Yep. We going to 2 weeks or?
It's about a week ago.
Yeah.
What did I say?
No, but it just feels about a week. Yeah. You said it feels like forever ago.
Yeah. Agree to disagree.
Another note about Gary, he had that article about his buddy's trip to Pebble Beach.
Yeah, I didn't read that one.
High stakes. Have a read sometime. Pretty out there.
How high are the stakes?
I believe one of the holes is worth like 20 or 30K.
What do his buddies do?
I don't know, but Gary said that him and his partner lost the last hole because they were up a bunch and they pressed. So.
Is this like one of those things though, where like the rich guy like gives everyone?
Yeah, that's
like
what I'm saying. What do they do
per diem? And they just bet the per diem that they gave him.
Yeah, maybe that might be right.
Gary's like, we'll just if you guys lose, I won't make you pay.
Speaking of the U.S. Open, Phil said he's probably never going to win the U.S. Open. He's realizing it now.
Fact. No doy.
Fact.
People knew that for 11 to 15 years.
He's not wrong.
He wasn't even
Pebble
close
Beach
this year.
Yeah, and he stunk. It's different.
I know it's different.
Completely different.
You know why? Because he gets to play two other courses that aren't as hard as this one in January.
Yeah, he's got to stop trying to bomb them all the time. Anyways,
I mean,
missed the cut this week.
At least he had that funny video about someone pooping in a hole.
That was
Fireside Chat.
Great story.
Fireside Chats with Phil is legit.
Fireside with a PH too.
Yeah. I love it. Phil's. It's. I would say if we were drawing. Charts or correlation or whatever you want to call it, his social media game is going higher and higher, and it's the direct opposite with his golf game.
Well, I mean, it started last year and then he won this year, so.
Nah. I mean, it didn't. Like, he started to get really good this year, though.
Speaking of social media, Drake's picture of
golf. You put this on the list?
I just wanted to talk about it quickly.
No, it's the best.
He was teeing it up on the fairway.
So he's got a picture of him kneeling with two gloves on.
Yeah.
Which look like
football
receiver
gloves. Yeah. Who was it that posted
Jinx.
This? Shane Bacon, I think, posted it on social media, but like and pointed it out. Teeing it up on a fairway, football gloves, two of them.
Goofy hat, like toucan thing.
It's a do-rag.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, the goofy hat.
And then high
that's
socks,
racist.
Too.
Yeah. And high socks, yeah.
The high white tennis socks,
yeah,
too.
Like,
yeah,
oh man.
It was a comedy of errors. I loved every ounce of that picture.
Yep.
If you haven't seen it yet.
What do you guys think of the Corn Fairy Tour?
That might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, they've had some dumb names on that tour, but this takes the cake.
Is there anyone that... Do you think of the amount of money that had to be thrown at them to allow Corn Ferry to be the new tour?
Yep.
Like, there's got to be someone there that's like, you know, can we call it the KF Tour? Like, anything.
Well, the company is Corn Ferry.
I know. Yeah. I'm aware.
Well, they're not paying all that money to call it the KF Tour.
No.
Like, Corn Ferry, as bad as it is, I almost like it better than web.com, though.
Yeah, web.com's stupid, too.
Well, it's got .com in it.
I know.
It's the name of a tour. At least Corn Ferry, if you don't know what Corn Ferry is, you just think, oh, yeah, that's kind of a...
What was it before web.com? Nationwide?
Yeah.
Nationwide, Nike.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, those are fine.
Yeah.
Web.com was kind of weird.
Drive the Green Tour?
One day.
That's actually going to happen in Saskatchewan first.
Yep. Tony Romo another withdrawal this week.
Oh yeah,
from Tony I don't Romo. Even know what tournament it was. It wasn't a Corn Ferry, was it?
No, it was amateur tournament.
Oh yeah,
like a high end one though.
Yeah,
like a qualifier to get into a bigger one. And he,
so I mean, he's taking spots, and then WDM because he's playing bad. Like that's not
maybe,
a good look.
Or maybe he's actually hurt. Guy's hurt all the time, allegedly.
Yeah.
He did have back, like, so he's a guy who had to retire due to back problems, and now he's playing a game in which requires a lot of back. So
it's really bad
his
for your back.
Yeah. His body actually could be falling apart.
Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm. Good thing he's making, like, $1 billion good thing he's announcing.
He's the best announcer in the NFL.
So hands down. Yep.
Easily.
I think the bar is just really low.
It is very low. How about that Clement Berardo? Speaking of, I guess it was not a withdrawal, but it was a DQ. Ran out of golf balls.
Yeah, so I saw this on social media. He had to...
I think he full on just didn't want to withdraw, and he just said he's out of golf balls.
Just like dumped a couple in the lake.
So what what was it
that
in?
That bag was full. He what? Just like, I'm done with this, but I'm not withdrawing. I'm too proud.
Was this a Corn Ferry event?
No, it was a Latino tour.
Yeah.
So a Latino tour event, the guy had to pull out of the tournament because he ran out of golf balls.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, fun fact, you're only allowed to have a certain amount of golf balls in your bag for a tournament.
I did not know that.
That is a very fun fact.
Dozen or so?
I think it's six.
I was actually going to say six.
Wow. That's crazy.
Six.
But at the same time, unless you're hitting it
what
in the
water.
What
the hell was in Sloan's bag that made it so heavy then?
The bricks. He thought I was going to be carrying it.
But, so here's the thing, though. If you actually like think about they almost every shot. I mean, keep in mind the amateur events don't have the marshals and stuff like that that the pro events do. But you really only need one or two balls.
Oh, yeah.
I have a fun fact coming or a tangent off of this. Remind me about it with balls. But think. Just
get into it right now.
No. Okay. We'll go on the other side of it. It was a big thing came out, the Canadian Tour, Mackenzie Tour event.
Oh, yeah, I saw
the guy, that today. The guy played the same ball for all 72 holes. He won the tournament, and he played the same ball all 72 holes.
That's interesting.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Considering,
so that's,
like, PGA, they'll switch out after, like, three holes.
Right.
Oh, like, so, I use a ball for a round, and it's dinged.
Yeah, so that's what I was talking about with the six balls. I feel like it's not
high enough.
It might
be more than six.
Because they're handing out balls on a lot of holes, and if just think if you handed out one, and you're like... Jordan, you got one ball left and we're on 12.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they don't lose very many. Unless you hit them in the water, that's the only time you lose them.
Yeah.
Because you can hit them in the trees, they're finding them.
Parking lot. Google how many balls they're allowed to.
Oh, this will be a fun Google.
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to put.
Yeah. Balls. Golf balls.
That's it.
Yeah. Golf balls. Page 38 of Google.
All right.
What else do we got? Oh, did you? I know I had one that wasn't on your list. Did you see that video of Kevin Kisner hitting all sorts of different shots with a 5-iron?
No. He's practicing to beat Riggs, I think.
Yeah. But it was like he stepped up, hit a 220-yard shot, like a low draw. Then he hit his regular 195. Then he hit like a...
High cut.
Like a one, but like 130 yards, just like a punch, like... Basically, the chipping thing that GMAC showed us, but with a 5-iron chip, yeah. And then you hit basically a flop shot with it. And yeah, it was just crazy.
Those guys are good.
Yep. Like slogan.
You still haven't found it yet?
Nope.
Well, we're on to the next thing. Keep looking.
Well, I'll
keep searching.
I'll tell you what we got.
I'm out
talk
until
about.
We get it.
Mark Leishman's lawn.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
That's, if I had that kind of money, I'd do that too.
Like, yep.
I hate cutting the grass right now, but it's also because I'm pushing around a hunk of junk to clip the grass. Like, if like I had...
If you're riding a mower...
Oh, yeah, I'd be there every day.
Game changer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that grass that he has, like, I mean, it's basically a fairway.
Yeah, it's essentially a golf course.
Yeah.
Well, there is a green and a little pitch and putt thing there for his kids, but...
And that pool in his backyard also looks...
Well, he is a millionaire, yes.
Yeah.
But that if you haven't watched that video... Go watch the video of Mark Leishman's lawn obsession, because like I say I do it, but I don't think I do it every day. I'd maybe do it like every 2 days, and only if it was nice.
You see him cutting out the holes with the scissors too?
Yeah. Oh yeah, like I'd do that.
Yeah.
I mean, who didn't put a golf hole in their parents' backyard when they were a kid?
I did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everyone did.
Yeah. All right.
We hit like wiffle balls over the house and stuff like that. And
oh. Remember just making up games when you were a kid? Like, it doesn't happen anymore.
No. I remember, yeah. Like, we had like a bunch of Kleenex, some tape, and like the, we busted an umbrella and used it as a baseball bat, and all of a sudden just played baseball in the middle of nowhere.
Yep. The only one I could find, sorry to interrupt, is they're allowed to carry as many as they want.
Really?
It says the average one carries 9.
So though. Not a fun fact, Harv.
Yeah, the average one carries 9.
Retract.
Yeah.
Delete that out. We'll delete that part out where I said that.
Okay,
we promise. No one will know.
Credibility.
One more.
Last thing.
Couple more. One more.
Oh, okay.
The Masters ticket scandal, that Texas family.
Yeah, how did it even work?
So basically they faked a bunch of, made up a bunch of names for the draw.
And then won. Got a bunch, and then, but I thought you couldn't sell them.
Well, they did because they profited.
Well, maybe this was a while ago.
$530,000. Yeah.
Well, that's insane.
But they're caught now, so hopefully we can win our tickets this year.
Yeah, maybe we can get a chance.
Yeah. I don't know why Harv posted this in the group, but he posted an article about trees being 90% air.
Did you read the article?
No, I did not because they're not.
Well, that's what you should have read it because it basically proved that they're not.
Yeah.
They hit whatever, I don't know how many balls at different kinds of trees. And it said like how many, it gave a percentage of how many like got to the distance that they were supposed to. Like none of them actually got. Yeah, some were as high as 90% air.
Holy f***.
Lots weren't. There was like 6 different types of trees. Like spruce, no. It was like 18% got through.
If you're golfing and you're trying to go through a tree and you make it through the tree and you do not say to the playing person you're playing with, trees are 90% air, man.
You're doing it wrong.
I say it all the time.
I say it every time.
No one's even going through a tree. I say trees are 90% air.
Yeah. You say it before the, you hit
before
a shot.
The round.
Yeah.
Remember they're earlier 90%. This year I said it's harder to hit it through a tree with no leaves on it?
So, yeah, I remember that. That was crazy.
When we were golfing yesterday, did I have any shots that went through a tree? Oh, I did. On number 6, I turned to Greg, who we were golfing with, and I said, that's 90% air anyway, because his ball hit the tree and mine went through it. And I actually turned to him and said, yeah, trees are 90% air. And that one was full.
And remember my shot on that hole?
Yeah, through the tree.
Through the tree, right through the middle, through the gap.
Through the nice V'd trunk.
That's on video. That could have been like a viral moment if you just like pulled it a little and the ball came straight back and hit Keegs in the face or something.
Or me in the nuts. Yeah.
I actually think I said to Harv, I hope this kills one of them, but like not like, and then right after I'm like, but like not kills.
But just like, just for content.
Exactly what I said.
We're not going down that road where we're going to start. Forcing content.
No, we're not stupid.
We're not
if
that.
You happen to hit a windshield and it's on tape.
That was my next segue.
I guess you use it.
That was my next segue. Is it easier to hit a ball through a tree or through a windshield?
Are we playing at Glendale?
So what's the rant you had about the windshields nowadays?
Like they're not even.
Not built to last.
No, exactly. Like last Friday, it was pouring rain. And then for whatever reason, going east on the number one highway from Swift Current to Moose Jaw is down to like one lane and 60 from like just past Morse to almost Mortlach.
I'm sure our American listeners will know exactly
so
what we're talking about.
Call that 45, 50 kilometers.
Yeah.
Like it was just brutal.
Yep.
So I'm going like 70 and all of a sudden stone, big chip in my windshield, brand new truck. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Yep.
Like, I could see if I was humming, like, 110 on a gravel road like I normally do. And someone whipped by me and sent a rock up. Absolutely. But driving on a number one highway in all of Canada. It's the number one highway.
Yep. It's the number one ranked.
It's literally called the number one highway.
Yes. Stone chip.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Solid rant.
And if you don't get it fixed right away, that thing's cracking all the way across.
Oh, yeah, I'm fixing it.
Yeah.
No. pro tip for your next rant, a couple more F-bombs.
Yeah.
Better. I'm not a big swear guy.
Yeah.
What is this, the movies?
Oh, it'd be my favorite movie if you're swearing. All right. Solid 49 minutes before we even get into the UF.
It's okay. My UF's going to take about a
few seconds. Congrats for sticking around to the loyal listeners.
I'm going last.
Harv's going last. Bruno, you going first?
I can go first, sure.
So this week, the PGA Tour returns to Detroit. To Detroit Golf Club.
Returns or goes there for the first time ever?
Is it first time ever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought I read something about Tiger.
Why Detroit? I don't know. The whole state of Michigan just seems like grimy to me.
Sorry to all our Michigan fans out there.
Yeah, I'm sure there's tons.
Like that whole Flint, Michigan thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I'll give
go
you that.
Drops.
So well,
Detroit's
Rocket,
not the nicest city there is
exactly,
around, but
yeah.
Rocket Mortgages.
Isn't the whole state broke?
Yep.
Anyways, I think so.
Yep.
Go on.
Rocket Mortgages.
Mortgage. Classic. Yep.
Mortgage. Well, they do mortgages.
Oh, they do. Yep.
I don't understand how that works. Is how you just ask for a mortgage on the internet and they say yes?
I think, or
is there more?
I think
parts
that's pretty much
it.
No, I think you pretty much nailed it.
Okay.
I have no idea how it works either.
Like, it just seems like they might be leaving a few steps out on
yes.
the commercials.
So I had a moment of supreme light bulb. That doesn't make any sense. That we should do Ultimate Force some rocket theme.
Okay.
No rules here.
Yeah,
just
gotta be rockets.
Yep. Gotta be rockets. Rockets,
rocket.
Whatever.
Anything rockets.
Okay.
Well, the rockets.
Obviously, has to be a person that you can golf with or
yep.
or a thing that you can golf with.
A thing.
We'll get to that. someone or something that you can golf with. It can't be like the actual fucking NASA rocket.
Well, yeah.
NASA.
I believe it's
NASA.
You mean
we're
NASA?
Not idiots.
All right. Bruno's up first.
All right. We're doing heights and weights?
Ultimate foursomes back.
Whatever
yeah, heights and weights.
Okay. Well, I got mine ready here. My first pick coming in at 5'10", buck 91, 48 years old, the Russian rocket himself, Pavel Bure.
Wait, what was the height and weight?
5'10", 191.
You make that up?
Playing weight. No, that's
nope,
playing weight.
What, you think he's chunky now?
I don't think he's 5'10".
Are you shorter than 5'10"?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, anyways.
I think he's 5'10". I think that's accurate. 50 goal scorer.
Not only is he the Russian rocket, but he is a man rocket himself. He's a good-looking dude.
Yep.
Kournikova questions, obviously. Hockey questions. One of my favorite players growing up. Not a big Vancouver fan, obviously, but
the
really
elbow.
Fun guy to play or watch play. The elbow.
Yeah, where he just dropped that guy from the Dallas Stars with that big elbow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Sort of. I remember more his skate-to-stick goal.
Oh, yeah.
Beauty.
Oh, yeah.
Or the one to eliminate the Flames.
Yep.
Pavel Bure is a good pick.
Yep. I almost picked his brother, Valerie, the pocket rocket.
The pocket rocket.
The pocket
Canis
Russian
Cameron.
Rocket. Yeah.
Canis Cameron.
Shout out to DJ Tanner. Also, honorable mention, Rocket Richard. Would have picked him, but he's deceased, so.
Another rocket.
I went with alive people. Probably got Pavel's handicap at about a 4. So. I think he's going to be a good player.
4, hey, that's aggressive.
Yeah. Well, hockey players are generally pretty good at golf.
Did you find any research where he lives now?
No, Russia, probably.
Does something
probably
with
good
the
guess.
Russian
yeah. probably good
international
guess.
Team, yeah. I think.
Okay. My second pick is not a good golfer, but he's coming in at 5'7", buck 92. He's 72 years young. The Rocket Man himself, Elton John.
Nice.
Reginald Kenneth Dwight. This is... actual name. Did you know that?
His last name's Dwight?
We've all seen the preview yeah. for the movie.
Yes.
I have. Like, I haven't seen the movie. His last name's Dwight?
Yeah. I think so. That's what it said on...
Mm-hmm.
I was today years old when I found out Elton John's real name.
Nice. I was hoping one of you didn't know what it was.
I did not know Elton John's real name.
I just remember from the preview for that movie. Was
yeah.
it like Reggie?
I mean, I think he would just be hilarious to watch him golf.
And
might
he's married
good.
To, what's his guy's, no. Dave Merchant? Is that his name? He's from Saskatoon, isn't he? Or he has a Saskatoon tie.
Yep, he does. Another reason I picked him.
Yeah. Gene Simmons' wife's from Saskatoon. This guy just has a Saskatoon tie.
When I was looking him up, I found this, I don't know if I should say this on the pod or not, but an Elton John in golf terms is a big bender that lips the rim. So.
oh, man. You made that up.
No, that's
no, I
great.
Looked it up.
Oh man, I can't wait for the next Elton John on the course.
oh my god.
This is worth it for that.
I got his handicap at about a 52. So
50.
I think
3 shots a hole.
He's gonna be paired with Pavel. I'm gonna be playing with my next pick. Coming in at 5'10", 130 pounds, actually a little more than 130 pounds right now.
Ooh.
31 years old, my favorite Rocket of all time, Blake Lively.
Bun in the oven.
That's right. So it might be, you know, it might be 140 or one a little bit more.
I see.
No, but
so I see where I also have a Rocket of that
I was
style.
Hoping we all would have one, maybe.
No, I mean, it's 2019. I want to objectify women like that.
Well, you've had Blake Lively in an Ultimate Foursome before, haven't
no,
you?
No, I had Ryan Reynolds because I wanted him to bring Blake.
Oh, okay. So, I was going to say, because if you double up, there's like a no double up rule.
No,
in this.
I remember I thought you were going to bring that up. So,
so you did your own research.
Which movie do you think she looks the best in? Because I'm a big The Town guy for just her general appearance.
Isn't she disheveled in that movie?
Yes. But I like it. Okay. Also, Accepted, one of the worst movies
Accepted.
Ever.
Accepted. It was on not too long ago.
Surfer.
Is that Savages?
No.
No.
The one where it's just her.
Not Blue Crush.
Sharks. One of her latest ones.
Oh.
Huh? I have no idea what one. Is that The Meg?
No.
There's the one.
It's not The Meg.
There's the one.
Jason Statham in The Meg?
There's the one with Anna Kendrick, recent one.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that one yet.
That's good.
It's good?
It's a good one.
It's actually pretty good movie.
Are you ringing the bell?
Yeah, look it up. I want to see what you're going to Google here.
I'm gonna go on a limb and Google Blake Lively on this one.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like Gossip Girl actress.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds' wife. They got two kids, one on the way.
Two together?
Yep.
Three kids already?
Yep.
That's very interesting. Simple The Shallows.
Yep.
Nancy Adams.
Yeah, Simple Favor is good.
Okay.
Big fan of Anna Kendrick, too. But
okay.
I got her handicap at about a 44, but...
Better than Elton?
Better than Elton, yeah.
See, I don't think that's right.
Yeah, I don't think that's right at all.
Well, I'm going with me and Blake against Elton and Pavel.
Okay.
In the 2-on-2 match.
All right.
That's my three.
Coming in hot with the first Ultimate Foursome.
Pavel Bure, Elton John, and Blake Lively.
Halloween.
Yep.
All right, my turn.
Not bad. Not
Harv's going last. My first... So I have a toss up here. I have five people for three spots.
Okay, well, you got to pick three.
Okay, well, I'm going to pick all
no
five.
No sixums. No sixums.
Picking all five. The first one, I'm calling it a tie, so we'll see which guy makes it out of the parking lot.
Oh, boy.
It's between two basketball players, Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon, one of the best Houston Rockets of all time.
Reach.
Uh-oh. But I think yeah, he does have reach. I think he's 6'10".
Yeah, it's a reach, though.
Yeah. But I'm actually going to go with 6'10", 235, two-time NBA champ, the Red Rocket, Matt Bonner.
Yep.
Okay.
One of the most beloved Toronto Raptors of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we see a Matt Bonner jersey at Canadian Open?
I don't recall.
Huh, maybe I'm
I think we did, yep. You're right.
Yeah, I thought so.
I think you pointed it out. He actually applied for Canadian citizenship, but he was denied because although he lived here to play with the Raptors, he spent too much time abroad that he wasn't actually a Canadian, was denied citizenship.
Hmm.
Are you sure you haven't picked him before?
Matt Bonner?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think he did come up. I think I broke my own rule.
For NBA players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something.
We'll have to check the tapes.
I did.
This
when
might
I
be
did.
An invalid. I'll force him.
In,
I
might have to go with Hakeem the Dream. You know what's funny is in preparing this this Ultimate Foursome, when I Wikipedia'd him, I did it sparked the picture on his Wikipedia page did spark a little bit of something in me.
Because we definitely did NBA players, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought it was current.
We
did.
Picking Matt Bonner for just NBA players.
We did because I had Steph Curry.
Yeah, he might.
I had Steph Curry in it for sure.
I think you've picked
him
twice.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking like who would I have
picked? You've picked Wahlberg twice too, man.
Yeah,
what's this is no double ups thing? I can pick Blake Lively as many times as I want.
I could take Will Smith as many times as I want. Second pick.
Disney characters, Will
call
Smith.
Call this one a recency bias because I just watched Baywatch. But my Rocket is Alexandra Daddario.
It's 2019, guys.
I don't know what it is. Those eyes. You know what I'm talking
These
about.
Eyes.
Those eyes. Yeah, so... Fun fact about Alexandra Daddario, she has officially hitched her wagon to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. She's in San Andreas, Baywatch, and Rampage.
Is she in Dobbs and Shaw?
Smart.
No, I have no idea. Oh. I don't think so. But yeah, why not hit yourself to that wagon?
Yep.
So
biggest movie big star in the world? Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep. My honorable mention. So actually, sorry, I had six people. My honorable mention in the Rocky category, which is obviously the whole Rocky category, was Kirsten Cohen from the OC.
That old lady?
Yeah, Kelly Rowan.
Man, you're way too obsessed
not
with
to,
that show.
Not to be confused with Kelly Rowland.
What year is it?
All right.
Your last pick?
Yeah, last pick.
How many picks have you made so far? Like,
are you doing mine too?
Oh, you got this? My honorable mention for my last pick was Laser Rocket Arm Peyton Manning. But he didn't make it.
I thought your first one was a reach.
But my actual pick coming in at 2'3", weighing in at a smooth 31 pounds, maybe. I don't know. He's got a bunch of equipment. Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy.
The Marvel Universe.
Rocket the Raccoon. Okay. So as far as handicaps assigning to these guys, I got Matt Bonner at a 12.
Ooh, generous.
And I think so. I think
what's
he's okay.
The best handicap you can have? Plus 4?
Something like that, yeah.
Alexander Daddario, 37.
Yep.
And Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy would probably have some sort of contraption that would allow him to be a boat scratch.
Yep.
He's got all the tools.
I wouldn't argue that. But
and
that,
I'm golfing with him.
That's also the that might be like Harv weirdness level for an ultimate foursome.
Like I
Harv's
mean, I
had some real weird ones, but that one might be the weirdest three ever.
I had some fun putting it together, but at the same time, yeah, I'm not sure if I'm proud of it or very embarrassed by it. But
I know
not to be
outdone,
Harv hasn't went yet.
Okay, let's do it. First guy on the list, 56 years old, 6'4", 235 pounds, Rocket Roger Clemens.
Nice. The Standard. Blue Jays great.
Standard.
No.
The Blue Jays
great.
Oh,
yeah. Astros
great. Guy over here. Astros fans since 2014.
10. Yeah.
When they went to the World Series and got screwed in 2005.
Oh, that's when you started to be a fan?
No, it was before that, but whatever. The thing about him is, like, I'm not playing with him. So if we beat them, he'll probably misremember and say that they won.
Misremember.
I mean, that's just kind of thing.
Known cheater, right?
Known cheater.
Whoa. Not the way he sees it.
Yeah. Known cheater.
Known cheater. You guys are
too
much.
But he's a good golfer. Gotta be.
I don't know.
I think he is.
Just a good athlete all
nine,
around.
9 handicap.
Yep.
Is that considered a good golfer?
But he's like he's 6'4". Yep. You're getting into that too tall range almost.
Well, Matt Bonner is apparently a 12, and he's like
6'10". Yep.
Yeah. Like there's no way he's okay. A 12.
Well,
okay.
Twazer's 6'3".
So, yep, not 6'4". Okay. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, that inch is going to really kill a guy.
DJ's 6'4", isn't he?
Yeah, there's probably a few.
Yeah.
Ernie Els.
I think he's VJ's big, too.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong here, but I just...
Chances are.
What's that one guy, that like big giant who golfs? Have you seen that guy? He's like 7-something. Anyways, moving on.
Frankenstein's fat foot.
This one might be a reach, but he is 89 years old.
Yeah, it's a reach. Stop you right there.
Alive,
it's a reach.
So.
5'11". Like his playing weight or his weight in his prime was 165 pounds. Buzz Aldrin.
Wait,
Rocket Man?
Because Saturn V was the rocket that got Apollo 11 to the moon. So probably the most famous rocket in the entire world. History of the world.
Yeah. I'll give
put
you
the
that.
Put the second man on the
Buzz
moon.
Buzz Aldrin.
Also, I'm not playing with him, but his nickname's Dr. Rendezvous. And I think I want to get to the bottom of that.
You got some questions?
Yeah, I got some questions how this nickname came about. But
Dr. Ron.
There's no way he's still 5'11 if he's 89 years old.
What you're saying is there's some hunch involved.
Well, you got to be shrinking.
Actually, like, that was just playing. Like,
oh, right.
You prime
playing,
weight.
Right, yeah.
Playing weight. He's all playing, of them on
his playing weight. Yeah, when he was,
when he was an
astronaut.
Yeah. They were all 5'11, 165 on Apollo 11, I guess.
Yeah, they all had
fun
to be.
Fact.
They all had to fit in the chairs.
Yep. Second man on the moon.
I had a chance then.
What?
I had a chance.
Too tall, man.
A little too tall.
And the guy I'm playing with, I mean, we're winning for sure.
Well, yeah.
35 years old. Well, yeah, I guess.
It doesn't matter who it is, you're winning.
35 years old, 5'7", 290 pounds.
5'7", 290?
The little rocket man, Kim Jong-un.
Oh, no.
I mean,
nice.
Guy's the 46th most powerful man in the world. Doesn't have a butthole.
He's only 46?
46. Oh, yeah.
46 most powerful, money-wise. He's worth like $5
billion. Gotcha.
Yeah.
But here.
I wouldn't want him.
He's probably like a +4 handicap.
Well, I was just going to say.
Just like he can dunk a basketball.
Yeah.
And if we really hit it off, he might give me a dog.
Him and Donnie Trump probably both +4s.
Yeah, but that's the reason why I wouldn't pick him, though. If something goes wrong, you're dead.
Yeah, and if they start beating us, they're dead.
Good point.
You're playing Buzz Aldrin. You're fine.
Yeah, good. You have no, there's zero risk involved
with
this.
It's a neat group, though. I like that group.
We've got a little maybe fast and loose with the rules on old Rockets Ultimate Foursome.
I didn't.
What do you mean? Little Rocket Man. That's more relatable than someone who played for the Houston Rockets.
I guess.
If Elton John counts, this guy counts.
He's the Rocket Man.
This is the little Rocket Man.
Same with Laser Rocket Arm was probably the biggest reach.
That was so bad.
That's why I kept him out.
Okay, good. He never even had a laser rocket arm.
If we're doing a four-man scramble, four-person scramble in this instance, which one of these four teams is winning? I think I am.
No way, I am. You guys are both dead.
If we're able to stay alive, I think I win. Just because of Rocket the Raccoon.
You don't know how good Buzz is.
Well, I think Burray and Clemens are probably pretty close.
Yep.
Lively and Elton, not good.
Yep. Yeah, you're losing.
You're losing for sure. Buzz might
die. Kim Jong sucks.
I'd say that to his face. I dare you.
I will.
I dare you say that to his face. See what happens.
That was fun, though.
Yeah, I'm glad we brought it back.
Do we wait 6 more months till the next one? Or
I don't know. We got to, like I said, the guests are piling up.
Still
so.
Got to do WWE and male and female porn.
I think WWE Ultimate Foursome is going to be one of those that we just say we're going to do and then we never do it because we don't want to screw it up.
No, we're doing it.
SummerSlam, I guess. SummerSlam.
Yeah.
It's in Toronto.
Yep.
Good point.
Good tie in there. Okay. Picks?
Pick recap.
Pick time. Pick time.
Yeah, pick recap. Harv finally wrap another it up. Win. I mean, man.
It's been a while.
16-15-2?
I think I have 17, right?
16-15-7. So okay. Still close. Lots of time for me to come back.
Not lots.
I think you got to win the rest now.
Nope.
One more.
Yep.
I think there's 11 left.
Yeah, the magic number is 2. If he doesn't win 2, he's out.
If you win this week, Matty, I can still tie you.
Yeah, so 2 is the magic number.
Yep.
You have Harv to win all but 2.
We'll run him out.
Harv with the rare miscut and still win because of his 2 top 10 finishes. Bryson T8, Casey T5, and Chess and Hadley missed the cut. Too busy
singing,
furthering his musical career. 28 average. Matty B, only 2 behind with a 30 average, had Cantlay T15, Leishman T21, and then Hovland T54.
Yeah, Hovland 3 over on Sunday.
Yeah.
Cost you.
I had 3 made cuts. Didn't matter. They all finished in the 50s. Bubba stinks, T54. Molinari, not dead to me, but he's
no longer number 1 in your rankings?
Yeah. No, nope. Leishman's number 1 from that grass video.
Grass video.
Okay. Yeah.
And then JD J-Rod, but we'll get to him. Grillo, T60, 57 average.
Are you taking Grillo ever again?
Nope.
Yeah, you got a real heater. Hey, you won a couple of tournaments in a row and then followed up with a 57.
A couple?
Average.
It was 3 in a row.
Oh, yeah.
That's a few.
Yeah, a few.
For the
3 made cuts, though.
Listeners are dying to hear it. I actually only had 2 of 6 cuts in DraftKings this week.
Oof.
I'm sure they were.
Where's this tournament? No. I know it's in Detroit. Which course? Like a
Detroit Golf Club.
Yep. It's actually called Detroit Golf Club.
This is a municipal golf course?
Pretty much, yep.
I guess so. It's called Detroit Golf Club.
I looked
Club.
At some of the pictures. Looks okay. Not a lot of water or anything like that.
Nope.
It's just kind of
long. It's a long course. It features the second longest par 5 or second longest hole in the entire PGA season. to the 600 and some yard par five at Kapalua or whatever.
Yep.
This one's like 600 plus par five.
Yeah, except like they hit it like 400 yards on that
Kapalua one. Yeah, it's in the mountains downhill on a side hill and it rolls out. Yep. This one is not.
So this, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, so it's the inaugural Rocket Mortgage. Ricky Fowler's Rocket Mortgage ambassador.
A guy for them.
Yep. I have no idea.
Real gimmick for them.
He's playing with Chucky Three Sticks and Kisner this week.
Do you think he cut his hair?
Nope. Kay. Should, though. Neat group here. DJ's playing with Patty Reed and Chez Reavie.
That is neat.
Like, why? Hmm. Why is Reed in that group?
Yeah, he stinks now.
He's been really bad.
Like, really bad. Haven't heard from him in months.
Other than breaking that club.
Maybe he broke that club.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so a week.
A little bit of a water downfield this week. But we got seven Canucks in the field.
Yep.
Connors.
Everyone but
Hadwin.
Yep. So reel them off.
And?
Hearn's fourth alternate.
Sixth.
Okay.
But it's the Connors, Hughes, Sloan, Silverman, Svensson, Taylor, and Michael Weir.
Mike also is getting playing. Into Mikey. Some tournaments.
You picking him this week, Harv?
We'll see.
Okay. Well, you're up for picks, bud.
Oh, I am?
Yes.
Okay, I will take, I think he's probably down by the bottom in the power rankings, but Dustin Johnson.
He's number one.
Of course he is. He's my guy.
By default.
But maybe it's a bad pick. I don't know. Apparently he sucks at putting now.
Yep.
So who knows? Second pick, Alex Prug. Couple good weeks. Type of grass that he likes to play on.
Poa greens.
Yep.
Yep. Hits it far, I think they said, in my research that I did all day today. Third
playing
pick.
Research.
Yeah. And my third pick, Charles Howell III.
Just snuck outside the top 54.
It's a bit of a greasy pick, isn't it?
Yeah, 54th. Yeah. Just outside the
top
50.
Sorry I took your pick.
Well, I mean, he wasn't going to be one of my picks, but.
All right, I'll go next. This week I am taking Ryan Moore. Just got a feeling about him. Another steady Eddie guy.
Yep.
So I'm
except
going
when
safe.
When he's picked, then he stinks.
Yeah, he does stink.
I would like to see the numbers on that when he's picked for our picks, if he's actually ever done good.
I'll look it up tomorrow and tell you next week.
Okay,
perfect. Because I don't think he's ever good when someone picks him. Not just me. Anyone picks him, he sucks.
Yep. Okay, well, hopefully this week he kicks the trend, bucks the trend. My second pick is going to be the U.S. Open champion, Gary Woodland. I have a hard time thinking, if this were the week after he won, I wouldn't take him.
No.
But he's had a week off to relax, recharge.
Party.
Yep. Sure.
Little's got him back, you know.
Yeah, Brandon's got him back in it. I'm going to say T17.
Yeah, I mean, that's good enough for you.
Yep, I hope so. Probably wasn't this week. And then with my third pick, dark horse pick-ish, Aaron Wise.
Yeah.
He played well at U.S. Open.
Till he didn't.
What's he ranked in the world now?
72 or something. Yeah, so I'm going Moore, Woodland, and Wise.
I'm picking the ambassador himself, Ricky Fowler.
SDR?
My picks have no chance this week. I don't even know what I'm doing here.
It's good to have you back. It's good to have you back. Yeah.
Can't wait. Benny Hill.
Not now.
No.
One
no.
more week, yeah.
Why am I taking Hideki Matsuyama? But I'm just doing it.
Okay, put it on. We can't wait a week. Put it on if he's doing this garbage. Bronel's back on his bullshit again.
Yep. On the piss. My third pick.
Well, we didn't talk about you on the piss at the start.
You guys had
2 days off.
You guys gave me the freaking gears last week for not picking him. I couldn't sleep at night all week just thinking about not picking this guy. So I'm picking him this week. JD, M&F, and J-Rod.
Jose Jesus Rodriguez.
Thank you.
I'm hoping for a, 35 to 40 finish for him.
Oh, I like it.
And then my other two will be top 10. So
is that shoot 35-40 on Friday and miss the cut or no, the place you want him to finish?
Oh, yeah. The place.
Okay.
Yep.
You're due for another 60 average. And Benny Hill next week. Stay tuned.
Nope.
I'm surprised you just didn't say screw it and took Kevin.
Not
well,
in the
good
field.
Good luck this week, gentlemen, in picks.
Thanks.
fun to have the Ultimate Foursome back, I'll tell you that for free.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I mean if you really liked it and tell your friends about it, right?
Yeah, tell that's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell it to everyone you know.
If you got some constructive criticism for us, maybe let us know on social media.
Yeah. That's all we're looking for.
Yeah.
How we doing?
Yep.
I tell you one thing, the mashup that's coming is straight gas.
I've never seen you guys prepare a mashup more than this one. Like, yeah, this was prepared and worked on like 11 a.m.
No, yeah, there's no need to talk it up now.
No, it's been talked up too much now.
Just hope my cell phone doesn't freeze while playing it.
What? That happens?
I don't think it's so. When was the last time a cell phone froze?
This one. Oh, but it also is completely shattered.
All right.
You hit that one with a golf ball too? Or?
Yeah, right there.
Until Rocket Mortgages this week. Mortgage.
Yep.
I think SDR, Slick Dick Rick Fowler is going to win. So hopefully the rest, you have two missed cuts as well.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. Hope everyone enjoyed the Ultimate Foursome return. But until next week, it is time for us to hit the clubhouse.